It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Melinda Munson. Today in the news, Skagway Assembly members support a colleague after an allegation of verbal abuse. Utility rate increases go to the Finance Committee for further review, and the Recreation Center changes its pricing plans. Skagway and Haines brought home a handful of awards from the yearly state media gathering. Not all the winners were professional journalists. The citizens present portion of the April 18th Skagway Borough Assembly meeting was tense. Mavis Henriksen accused Assembly Member Alex Waddell of inappropriate behavior at the February 29th Civic Affairs Committee meeting.
And she came at me like a wind and screamed and hollered and carried on.
Henriksen then threatened Waddell.
I think if she ever attacks me again, I'm going to come and bust her ass.
Henriksen's comments were ignored until the end of the meeting during discussion items. Assemblymember Deb Potter described Henriksen's portrayal as inaccurate and urged residents to listen to the Civic Affairs meeting. Assemblymember Jay Burnham also commented on the accusations.
I happened to be in attendance at that meeting, and I didn't feel. I was sitting right there, and the chair conducted herself in the most professional manner as any of us do when we're trying to run a committee meeting.
In legislative news, three resolutions, which would have raised waste bills, were sent to the Finance Committee for further review. Testimony by resident Caitlin Jared pointed out that the increases were based on recommendations from 2015.
Because of both municipal operation changes and community composition changes, that we need to reevaluate our rates and how we're charging them, and not just consistently and continuously blanket rate increasing at 9.5%, 7%, and 5%. That'll be 11 years of doing that if these resolutions are passed tonight.
And finally, the Assembly approved the proposed recreation center rates. Family memberships were discontinued, and senior rates were dropped to $50 per year. Children under 14 are now free. In a memo to the Assembly, Recreation Center Director Jason Verhag said one reason for ending family memberships was safety. When a family membership holder checks in, staff has no way to know exactly who was in the building. Updated rates take effect immediately. All current memberships will be honored until they expire. Skagway resident Wendy Anderson was surprised to hear that her name was announced at last week's Alaska Press Club conference. The Anchorage conference brings together journalists from across the state to educate, network, and honor their efforts. Anderson is not a journalist, but her photo, published in the Skagway News, placed third for best feature photo. In the photo, a beam of sunlight squarely hits an individual in an inflatable unicorn costume. It's somber and playful at the same time. The picture was taken in June of 2023 during Pride celebration. That spring, Haines experienced controversy when the Southeast Alaska State Fair scheduled Juno drag. Anderson says the day before Skagway Pride was rainy and organizers were worried about the event. She says everything changed when the sun came out and centered on the unicorn.
It just, brought the joy of that particular event's spirit. And it just captured it in one photo. And so for professional photographers and journalists to recognize that, and also in a conservative state when it's not safe for a lot of people to be open about their sexuality, having a state recognition of that moment and that event has greater meaning than just reporting a news story.
Less of a surprise was Andrew Cremata's first place award for best sports or outdoors column. Cremata has been writing Fish This for the Skagway News for around 25 years. A frequent winner, Cremata says he appreciates the recognition from his peers. His quote, "Silly fishing stories can take hours to write, and each season has an overarching theme. While his column is about fishing, even non-fishing folk can appreciate his prose.
I think anybody who spends time in the outdoors, whether it's fishing or hiking or camping or whatever it might be, they understand that there are often other things going on when you're doing those activities. And so the activity itself becomes secondary to the feeling or the inspiration that you might gain from it.
The award for Best Weekly Newspaper went across the canal to Chilkat Valley News. Former owner Kyle Clayton and reporter Lex Trinan were honored. Clayton became general manager for public radio station KHNS in late 2023. He says the award was a nice way to end his six-year career as a newspaper owner, which was often demanding.
I think living in a small town, when your sources are your neighbors, you have to confront adversity and controversy and challenges in ways that you normally wouldn't, and that if you're, I think, doing the job in good faith, forces you to reckon with yourself, what you think is true. And so I think I grew personally in that way.
A parent to two children, Clayton was ready for a slower pace.
It's a tough job. It's a rewarding job. And I'm glad we have a new team in there that will keep doing a good job.
That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Melinda Munson. You can find these stories and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220BK, Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.